This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Counting of votes is underway for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana. The latest trends indicate that the National Conference and Congress Alliance is leading in 90-member Jammu and Kashmir Legislative Assembly. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, is ahead in 90-member Haryana Legislative Assembly. In Jammu and Kashmir, four results have been declared so far. BJP and Jammu and Kashmir National Conference have bagged two seats each. BJP candidate Darshan Kumar has won from Basholi seat. Party leader Ranbir Singh Pathania has clinched the Udhampur East seat. Nazir Ahmed Khan of National Conference has won from Gurez by a margin of over 1,000 votes. Party leader Salman Sagar registered victory in Hazrat Bal constituency. Former Chief Minister and National Conference leader Omar Abdullah is leading from both Badgam and Gandharwal seats. Pirzada Muhammad Sayed of Congress is ahead from Anantnag seat. Abdul Majid Bhatt of National Conference is ahead from Anantnag West. Sajjad Ghani Lone of Jammu and Kashmir People's Conference is leading in Handwara. Muhammad Yusuf Tarigami of CPIM is ahead in Kulgam. Senior Congress leader Ghulam Muhammad Mir is leading from Duru seat. Dr. Bashir Ahmed Viri of National Conference is leading from Sri Gufwara Bijbihara seat of Anantnag district against Iltija Mufti, daughter of PDP Chief Mehbooba Mufti. BJP candidate Balwant Singh Mankotia is leading from the Chennani constituency of Udhampur. Trends available for remaining 86 seats in the Union Territory show Jammu and Kashmir National Conference is leading in 41, Bharatiya Janata Party won one seat and is leading in 26, International Congress in 7, Jammu and Kashmir People's Democratic Party 2, Jammu and Kashmir People Conference 1, Communist Party of India Marxist 1, Aam Aadmi Party 1, Independence in 7. Polling for 90 constituencies in Jammu and Kashmir was held in three phases on the 18th and 25th of September and the 1st of this month. In Haryana, BJP leader and Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini is leading from Ladwa seat. Congress leader and former Chief Minister Bhupinder Singh Hooda is ahead from Gari Sampla Kiloi seat in Rohtak. Manoj Kumar of BJP is ahead from Hathin seat in Palwal. BJP's Nikhil Madan is leading from Sonipat seat. Haryana Minister Moolchand Sharma is ahead in Ballabgarh. Independent candidate Devendra Kadian is leading in Ganaur seat. Wrestler Vinesh Phogat from Congress is ahead from Julana constituency. In the state, trends available for all 90 seats show BJP leading in 49, Congress in 35, International Lok Dal in 1, Bahujan Samaj Party 1, Independence in 4. Polling for 90-member Haryana Assembly took place on the 5th of October. We have news just in Haryana, the first result has gone in favour of Indian National Congress. Party candidate Aftab Ahmed has won from Nu seat. On to other news, President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 in New Delhi today. On the occasion, legendary actor Mithun Chakraborty will be honoured with Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. Our correspondent reports the awards will be conferred in various categories to celebrate excellence in filmmaking, storytelling and acting. Rishabh Shetty will receive the Best Actor Award for Kannada film Kantara. The Best Actress Award will be given to Nithya Menon for Tamil film Tiruchitrambalam and Mansi Parekh for Gujarati film Kutch Express. Today is Air Force Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to the Indian Air Force on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the Air Force is admired for their courage and professionalism and their role in protecting the nation is extremely commendable. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has prayed to Goddess Katyayani on the sixth day of Navratri. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote, "May the blessings of Goddess Katyayani fill the lives of all her devotees with strength, power and courage." Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are trading higher in afternoon trade today. The BSE Sensex advanced by 366 points or 0.4% to 81,416 and Nifty 50 was at 24,927 with a gain of 131 points or 0.5% a short while ago. And with that, we end this news bulletin.